Keitel, glue an immense style mid-bass for heavyweight sub-impact in Ableton Live 12, advanced Raga elements. Alright, let's build a low end that feels like one instrument, a clean, terrifying sub underneath, and an immense style mid-bass on top that's got that percussive, edited from the break attitude. This is Raga and Jungle Logic inside drum and bass. The amen isn't just drums, it's the engine. If your bass doesn't breathe with it, the whole thing feels disconnected. We are doing this with Ableton Live 12 stock devices, and the goal is simple. The mid tells the ear, the sub tells the body. Clean separation, but glued together like a single weapon. First, quick setup so you're not fighting the session. Set your tempo in the 170 to 176 range. I like 174 for this. Pick a key with a friendly root for subs. F, F sharp, and G are common for a reason. And do yourself a favor, drop in a reference track you trust, mute it, and keep it there. Not to copy it, but to keep your low-end decisions honest. Also, get a spectrum ready early. Put it on the master or on your bass bus later. You're going to check it a lot, because low-end lies to you when you're excited. Now, we'll build the sub layer first. This is your foundation. It has to be phase stable, consistent, mono, and boring in the best way. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep the level at 0 dB. If you want just a hint of harmonics, so the sub has a little presence, turn on oscillator B as a sine 1 octave up, very quiet, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Not audible as a new tone, just a little support. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep the attack super short, half a millisecond to a couple milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Decay around 200 milliseconds is a good starting point. Sustain depends on your note lengths. If you're writing shorter notes, you may not need sustain at all. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off, but also doesn't smear into the next note. Then the sub-processing chain. First, EQ 8. High pass at 20 to 25 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom but doesn't give you impact. If you notice mud, you can dip slightly around 200 to 300, but only if you actually hear a problem. Don't preemptively carve the life out of it. Next, add saturator. Subtle, soft sine or analog clip works well. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Then match the output so it's not louder. This is a big rule. Don't confuse louder with better. Then utility. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz, and set width to 0%. For the actual sub, dead center is the move. Club systems will thank you. Now write the sub MIDI. Start simple. Long notes on the root, maybe an occasional fifth. Then tighten it into a DNB pattern. Make it quarter notes or eighth notes that mirror where the amen pushes. The key is that the sub rhythm stays simpler than the mid. The sub is the floor, not the chatter. At this point, if your sub is jumping wildly between notes while you're writing, here's a coaching trick. Temporarily, put a limiter on the sub only, with the ceiling around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. It's not for loudness. It's just to keep you from being fooled by random peaks while you compose. You can remove it later. Cool. Now the fun part. The amen style mid-bass. Create a second MIDI track called a mid-bass. Load wave eatable. Oscillator 1 on basic shapes, in the sawish area. Oscillator 2 also basic shapes, more squarish, and to tune it by round 8 to 15 cents. Keep unison tight. Two voices is enough. If you crank unison to 8 voices, you'll get width and mush, and that's the opposite of locked and roller bass. Set glide off for now. We can add pitch tricks later without turning everything into a slide fest. Now filter. Use an MS2 or PRD style filter. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Add a bit of filter drive, like 5 to 15%. We want bite, not fuzz. Now we create that amen-like articulation. This is the key concept. The mid-bass should have a fast transient and a short vowel movement, like it's got consonants. Almost like it's a drum hit that can sing. Add LFO 1 to the filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Start with a triangle for smooth motion. Then skew it for more bite. Keep the amount small to medium. You're not trying to wobble like dubstep. You're trying to speak rhythmically. Then use envelope 2 to the filter cutoff as well. Attack at 0. Decay 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Medium amount. This creates that percussive wah at the start of each note. That's where the amen energy starts to show up. Now, before we even process, let's talk about the real secret. Your note offs. In fast raga and jungle tempos, the end of the note is a transient. If you shorten a MIDI note by 10 to 30 milliseconds, It can feel like you edited the bass the same way you'd edit an amen slice. So don't just draw legato blocks. Make the bass speak with starts and stops. You'll be shocked how much aggression you get without adding distortion. Now we're going to glue the rhythm to the amen in two ways, groove and ducking. First, groove. Take an amen loop you like, right-click it and extract groove. Then apply that groove to your MID bass MIDI clip. In the groove settings, start with timing around 30 to 60%, velocity 10 to 30, random very low, like 0 to 10%. The point is not to make it sloppy, it's to make it lean like the break leans. I often don't commit the groove until the arrangement is locked. Leaving it live lets you tweak the feel without rewriting MIDI. Second, sidechain ducking. On mid-bass, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or at least the kick and snare group. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds so the bass can poke a touch before it ducks. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, tune to the groove. Set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If you want the bass to dance with a break, not just make room for kick and snare, do an extra move, sidechain lightly from an amen top loop or a ghost break channel and only duck 1 to 3 dB. That micro duck gives you that chatter and breathe feel without killing the bass. And here's a coaching note. Two different duckings usually feel better than one heavy one. One for headroom, one for groove. Now, let's process the MID bass to get texture, punch, and keep it out of the subspace. First device, EQ8 for cleanup before drive. High pass at about 90 to 130 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want heavyweight subs that don't turn to soup. If the mid feels boxy, dip gently around 250 to 450. Next, roar. This is where the attitude comes from. Start with tube or distort. Drive maybe 10 to 25% depending on how savage you want it. But here's the discipline. Don't reintroduce sub. Roar can generate low energy. Use roar's tone controls or a filter after it to keep the low end controlled. You want the mid to growl above the sub, not compete with it. Then, drum bus. Yes, on bass. Carefully. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom off, or extremely low, because boom will fight your sub layer. And then the magic trick, transient sop, anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20. This is how you make the bass play like drums with the amen. That transient shaping is what makes it feel edited, not just sustained. After that, auto filter for extra phrasing. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 if you want tempo movement, or keep it static and use the envelope subtly for vowel automation. You can even use the follower behavior so louder notes open the filter slightly, which makes it talk based on performance instead of a constant LFO. That's super musical for ragga. Then utility, keep width mostly mono, 0 to 30%. If it gets wide, use bass mono around 150 to 200 Hz so the center stays solid where it matters. At this stage, do a quick reality check. Solo the sub. Is it smooth, even, and not clicking? Solo the mid. Does it still imply bass without sub? Like you can follow the line on small speakers. Together. Does it sound like one note, or two instruments fighting? Now we do the actual glue step. Bussing. Group sub and mid bass into a group called bass bus. On the bass bus, start with EQ8. Only gentle moves. If you need a tiny dip in the 150 to 250 zone, because the combined low mids are stacking, do it. But don't hype a low shelf just because you want it bigger. Bigger comes from control, not boosting. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Set threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on. That's crucial. You're fusing layers, not crushing groove. If you see 6 to 10 dB of reduction here, you're flattening the life out of the roller. Then add saturator on the bus. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is the well that helps the layers feel like the same material. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling at minus 0.3. It should only kiss 1 to 2 dB on absolute spikes. If it's working hard, something earlier is too wild. Now, advanced coach check. Phase discipline between layers. Even if you high pass the mid, distortion can leak energy downward and interact with your sub. Here's a quick sanity check. Temporarily put a EQ8 on the MID and set a steep high pass at 200 Hz, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. Play a sustained note around the root where your drop lives, often F to G. Then, on the sub track, drop a utility and briefly invert the phase on the left or right channel. If the low end changes dramatically when inverted, your layers are interacting. How do you fix it? First, tighten note lengths. Second, Reduce sub-leaking distortion on the mid by filtering inside roar or adding a filter after it. Third, use track delay on the MID and nudge it plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds until the punch feels most forward and not hollow. This is one of those tiny tweaks that can make the bass feel like it steps toward you. Now, let's make it feel bigger without making it louder. This is where heavyweight ENB wins. If your sub is clean and stable, you don't have to distort the sub to get presence. Let the mid carry harmonics and texture so the bass line translates on small speakers. If you really need extra audibility, duplicate the sub MIDI to a new track called SUB Harm. Use operator with a triangle or sign an octave up, lightly distort that, then high pass it around 100 to 150 HE. Blend it in quietly. Your real sub stays clean, and your ear still hears bass. Now, arrangement moves that always work in rag-leaning rollers. Every 8 or 16 bars, do a sub-only truth bar for half a bar to a bar. Mute the mid, keep the sub going. When the mid comes back, the drop feels heavier without adding level. Also, before phrase changes, do bass fills that mirror break edits. Shorten the sub notes and make the mid do a quick 1/16 burst, but reduce sustain so it doesn't smear. Think edited, not blurred.